Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare man.
Well, he has been everywhere. We are joined again by travel writer Bill Cleveland. You can follow him on social media at Bill on the Road and his website, BillOnTheRoad.com. Summer is coming, and a lot of us are asking if it's already too late to try to make some of those summer travel arrangements. What do you think?
No, it's never too late. Although I will tell you, you know, there's a reason that in January they have National Plan Your Vacation Day. Because January, February is probably about the time you should start planning your summer road trips. But no, it's there's no loss if you haven't planned yet. You know, one of the things that I cover road trips primarily, and one of the things that I teach people or try to teach people is, look, you don't need my help to get from point A to point B. But a lot of times people, and we've all been this probably, you know, family vacations, dad says, I'm not stopping the car for anything, right? We're not going to stop. We're going to do 80 miles an hour from St. Louis to, you know, wherever, Orlando, Gulf Shores, wherever. But, you know, people miss out on the stuff that's in the middle oftentimes. And so what I try to tell people to do, if you have a long road trip coming up for the summer, let's just say you are going to Orlando or Gulf Shores or wherever, I say try to make little road trips within the big road trip. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to stop every 2 hours or whatever and stay the night, but look for places that are along the way where, yeah, every 2 hours, you have something to look forward to as you're driving. I do this all the time because a lot of my road trips are pretty long and I drive by myself. And so I'm always telling people, look for things along the way where you can stop and just have little mini trips along the way, and it's going to make your trip go so much faster, and you're not going to be completely worn out and tired and angry and whatever as you start your vacation. There are a couple of apps that I suggest people check out for finding things like this. One of them is called Roadside America. I love Roadside America. It's not a free app, though you can, if you look on the website, you can use it for free. The app is, I don't know, like $5 or something. I use this thing all the time. So I love like quirky, weird stuff. Like, so wherever you happen to be, let's just say you are in Paducah, Kentucky, and you hit this app, and at the time, it'll say, oh, these are 25 quirky, weird things that you might see, like the world's biggest whatever, or this historic site or whatever. And it'll tell you how many miles it is to get there. And that's great because it gives people some, you know, a fun place to get out, stretch your legs, maybe take some fun pictures for social media, that sort of thing. But Roadside America, I would absolutely recommend people get that. The other one is called iExit. The letter I and then exits. And this is a free app, and I use this all the time as well. So you have it in your car, and you hit the button, and it detects what highway you're driving on, okay? It knows whether you're going north or south, and it will tell you what is up ahead on each exit, okay? So it'll say, you know, in 5 miles at this next exit, there's X amount of gas stations. There's this thing to see. There's this type of restaurants. Everything's rated by people, you know, so you can find good places to stop to grab a bite to eat or whatever. But both of those are, Roadside America is not free. iExit is free, but I recommend everybody have that on their phone for when they're traveling and taking trips.
Such a great piece of advice, because you never know what is going to stay with you. You know, there are some memories that I have of road trips, and there are places that I remember that I still think about. You could be heading to go see the world's largest paperclip or whatever, but then you drive by a park or you're near a church, and it just hits you, and something you never forget.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, some of the best moments that I've had doing this job are from when I just did those quick little stops, pulled off the road, pulled off the interstate, and just, you know, went through a small little town, maybe met somebody interesting. Or it's amazing, actually, how many people you meet by doing that. You know, I have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I have, you know, I will shamelessly tell people, hey, follow me at, you know, Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I have now all of these connections that I've made from all over the country. And a lot of them are because of, you know, these little quick stops, and you meet and you have a little conversation and you've got, you know, friends for life. And so, yeah, absolutely stop along the way.
If you're a last minute planner like I am, can you just wing a trip? Can you just pack up, get in the car and find accommodations these days? Or is that getting harder?
Well, I can't, because I'm OCD and I have to have everything planned out. But no, of course you can. And you can find good deals at the last minute occasionally, you know, for play. But you're always better off doing things. Come on now. You should know that you're always better off planning a little bit ahead. You have no summer plans? No summer vacation plans yet?
Not yet. No.
Where do you want to go, Megan? I will help you. Usually I charge for this sort of it. Yeah, I will help you plan. You know, it's so funny. People will email me, and I love that. But sometimes people will be like, they'll ask 1,000 questions, and I have to politely say, you know, I'm not your travel agent. I'll give you a tip or two. But for you, I'll help you plan your summer trip. You bet
Thank
I will.
You.
I understand a tiny town just a couple of hours from St. Louis is home to at least 12 of the world's biggest roadside attractions.
Yeah. So speaking of things to stop and see along the way. So one of my favorite little towns within 2 hours of St. Louis is called Casey, Illinois. Actually, it's pronounced Casey, but it's spelled Casey.
And if it's pronounced Casey?
It is, yeah.
I've driven by it a million times.
I learned that from some locals. Again,
really?
Having conversations with the locals. I was schooled. You're like, it's actually called pronounced Casey. So this place has, I think it's 12 world record-setting things, plus more. Here's how I best describe this place. You walk down this little town, down the main street, and you feel like you are in the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. There's the world's largest mailbox. There's the world's largest rocking chair. There's the world's largest pitchfork, the world's largest Chevy truck key, the world's largest golf tee. Essentially, what happened was this local gentleman in town, a business owner, he made the world's largest wind chime as a way to pull people off the interstate. And I believe it was like, you know, a tribute to his grandmother or something like that. Anyway, so what happened was the local golf course down the street said, hey, you know, it'd be cool to have at our place the world's largest golf tee. Well, they made the... Anyway, what they found was people were pulling off the interstate into this tiny little town that nobody paid any attention to before. Didn't have a stoplight, I don't think. And so over time, they have added more and more and more things. It is spectacular, especially if you have kids. They will absolutely... The world's largest mailbox. You climb into the mailbox. It's gigantic. You mail a letter and this gigantic red flag goes up on the side of the mailbox. It's so much fun. And then even the things that aren't world record setting, like they have a gigantic pencil laying around Main Street and a gigantic ruler and the world's largest, you know, pizza cutter in front of the local pizza shop. I mean, it's just a cool town. If you are headed between St. Louis and Indianapolis, it's pretty much halfway. You got to stop at Casey.
Yeah, I've driven by it a million times.
Oh, my gosh.
And what am I doing?
It's like a mile and a half off the interstate.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm totally doing that.
I'm there. That's there. That's my summer
There's
vacation.
Your summer vacation.
There we go, kids. That's all you're getting.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's awesome.
So if I give out your information or if you give your information, you know you're going to get hundreds of emails trying to get you to plan your vacation. So what do you got?
Well, if you go to BillOnTheRoad.com, there is a search function on there. In fact, there actually is a story. It's in fact, you can just Google it. Road trips from St. Louis. My website probably is the number one or number two thing that'll pop up. And I have at least 20 great road trips from St. Louis, places that maybe you haven't thought about or cities you maybe haven't thought about. And then, like I say, there are some things to see along the way that are mentioned in that article as well. So you don't even have to ask me. You can do the research yourself. Just go to the search function there at BillOnTheRoad.com.
Bill, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Always fun.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.